1 Peter 2:24, who is own self? Jesus himself bare our sins. He said, let me do this for you. I'll bear the sins for you. I will do this for you. In his body on the tree. The Amplified, I believe, says, or maybe it's the Living, says that tree became an altar. It's an excellent translation. That we being dead to sin. Dead. Sin is dead. Your guilt is ended. It's over. Now you're going to make another mistake for you if you live long enough. You know that. But you're going to confess your sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you. I can keep my slate clean by going to the scripture, by confessing and said, it's me again, Lord. Rather than regret, confess and move on. Make restitution if the Lord leads you to do something specific. He bore our sin. He said, let me take it. Now, this is going to be important to your healing. Get a grasp of that. Being dead to sin. Sin is dead. Dead. You know when something's dead, it's dead. You know dead. Guilt and regret are like the ants in your kitchen that you can't ever get rid of. I don't know. We've got them in the wall, apparently, behind the stove. And we've sprayed. We've done everything under the sun. And we're going to have to take extreme measures. And this is going to be an extreme measure to clear you. And he cleared you, and he wants you to walk free. He wants you to walk without regret. He wants you to walk and say, I'm not guilty. There's no record. Live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. We'll come back to healing. He's going to take sin, give me righteousness. That's amazing, isn't it? Now look at Isaiah 53. Look in your King James, because I only gave you a few translations I wanted you to look at. This is a list, an excellent list of what he took for you, what he decided he'd take. Begins with verse 4, surely he hath borne our griefs. He took grief. Is that good news or what? Now that word grief is a Hebrew word for sickness and disease. It's translated throughout the Old Testament as disease and sickness. I don't have to know that. I don't have to know any Hebrew to know that grief means sickness, because I've been sick. And I wasn't having any fun. I said, you'll never guess how many. I had 3 wonderful days of the flu. Wonderful. I stayed in bed. I didn't have to eat anything. I lost 5 pounds. I didn't get paid for my job. No big deal. Because I'd already used all my sick. It was great. I pass it on to my children. Oh, that was terrific. Now we're all sick. We act like sickness and disease and grief is some special present from God to accomplish some purpose. Well, I'm going to tell you about people that are grieved. They're very hard to deal with. They're very hard to reach with the gospel. And people that are sick, the sickness keeps them from thinking clearly. And I don't care what verse of scripture you go with and what kind of anointing you go with, we are hindered because they are very sick and they cannot listen and concentrate. Sickness and disease is definitely grieving. And you would know that if you read the Hebrew. Now, what are we going to have instead of grief? Look at Isaiah 60. Keep your finger in 53. See, this is an exchange, redemption exchange. I'll take sin, you take righteousness. I'll take grief. Shh. I'm not supposed to live in the past. I'm supposed to live in the now and the future. 61 it is. Verse 3. This is the work of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It's the verses that Jesus used in Luke 4. To give unto them, to appoint unto them that mourn, that are grieved, that are in mourning. To give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. So instead of grief, I'm supposed to have joy. I don't know what I'll ever do without her. I understand grief. I watched my mama die. And I watched my daddy die. But he said, I took grief. And it's a matter of a faith transition. It's a matter of believing God. It's a matter of fake it till you make it. It's a matter of an offer the sacrifice of praise until your heart begins to beat in rhythm with God. And then in this same verse, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Grief is very heavy. You knew that, didn't you? So joy and praise, that's the exchange. He said, I'll take the sin, you can be righteous. I'll take the grief. Surely he hath borne our grief. It said he took grief. He bore grief. He took it. Well, then what are you doing with it?